It is an absolute tragedy. And when you've worked in child protection for as long as I have, and you've led these reviews as I do, it becomes frustrating when you hear the same things and you find the same learning over and over again. Today, the most important thing is the horrific life and death that Zara suffered. But until we have a government that recognises we need to do more, we're going to carry on coming up with the same findings again and again and again.
We talk about the repeatable nature of these findings. I was looking back to some of the serious case review findings for baby P back in 2008, 2009. And again, it was this lack of curiosity was identified, a belief of the parents was identified. And 16 years on, we're in a similar position. Is this, with the greatest respect, on the government, or is this a need for some cultural change as well within those who are tasked to look after our young people? Because government cannot pay for curiosity. It can pay for more people. But if the people don't approach these cases in a different way, well, that money will only go so far.
You're absolutely right. It's a combination of both. We have to get better at understanding domestic abuse. And it is still, we still have a long way to go. There have been improvements. And again, today is not really the day to say that when we read what happened in Zara's life. But there have been improvements nationally. But we have a long way to go in understanding the impact of domestic abuse on children. Elective home education, same thing. There are, of course, many children who are home educated about whom there are no concerns and parents doing it for very good reasons. But in this example, we've seen this too often. And the other aspect is the cultural aspect, which, again, we see again and again and again. And we have to get better at understanding and tackling it and not be too frightened to call out concerns about injuries to an 8-9-year-old, an 8-year-old who's saying she's choosing to wear a hijab. We have to become more curious and questioning.